It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. About a quarter of Wisconsin's population lives in rural areas, and it can be a challenge for healthcare providers to find training and support for services.
Residents in rural parts of the state can face worse mental and physical health outcomes than other regions, in part because of disparities in healthcare access.
This week, the UW School of Medicine and Public Health launched the Orion Initiative. It's a program aimed at expanding training access to EMS services and healthcare providers in rural areas. That includes a partnership with EMT services in Green Lake County in central Wisconsin.
Evan Vanden Langenberg is the chief of Berlin Emergency Medical Services in Green Lake County, and Dr. Amy Kine is associate dean for social health sciences and programs at the UW School of Medicine and Public Health and CEO of this Orion Initiative. Dr. Kine, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Oh, I'm pleased to be here.
And Evan, thanks for being with us.
I'm very excited.
Before we get to this new partnership, Evan, I want to meet your EMS team there in Berlin. Talk about maybe some of the challenges you face as a EMS team in a rural area over the last handful of years.
So Berlin EMS has three full-time ambulances in the north side of Green Lake County. All three of our stations are located in the three big cities in the north side of Green Lake County. It would be Berlin, City of Green Lake, and the City of Princeton. We have a roster of about 18 full-time employees with some mixed in volunteer employees that also help us out during times of need. We are a small community. The county of Green Lake has about 20,000 people in it, and we cover about 14,000 people of that on the north side of the county. So the struggles that we have really comes down to is finding good training, finding people who will come out to kind of the middle of nowhere and meet with us and be at our trainings. And then also, it also comes down to funding as well. Being rural with a limited tax base and taxpayers kind of picking up the majority of our budget, let alone with some billing, it all comes back to having money to be able to provide good training and good training materials, which can be tough with our little budget and yet such a broad area of people.
Dr. Kine, that's where the Orion Initiative is coming in. You're focusing here on pediatric training for the Green Lake County EMS teams. Can you give us a little bit about the partnership and why you're focusing on this specialty?
Yes, absolutely. The Orion Initiative is a new initiative based at the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine and Public Health that believes in strong transformative powers of partnership with groups like the Green Lake EMS group that we're talking to today. And our goal is to bring those rural providers together with our academic medical community to ultimately improve health in rural communities across the state. We are starting with areas like pediatric emergency care because we've seen a great need when we've talked to our frontline rural providers all over Wisconsin. The ability for us to come together to create tailored solutions that are designed for rural health needs for people in rural areas and providers who are caring for them is something that's been a big gap in opportunities around training. And we're excited to partner with all sorts of groups across the state in order to innovate in this area and to really address some of these challenging rural health issues that are going forward.
Evan, I think about rural EMS. Basically, your job is only everything, right? You have to be prepared for this huge variety of emergencies. How hard is it to get that particular training for something like pediatric, where, as you say, it may not be your top call volume, but when that call comes in, it's serious?
Yeah, that's really what it comes down to. And that's, you know, what we're really looking forward to with this type of funding and this type of partnership is to be able to have that really good hands-on training, which for paramedics and EMTs alike, hands-on for us is such a big deal. It imprints it into our minds so much better than just, you know, doing an online training course, which is what we have been doing because we're so rural and to be able to get people up here. That was kind of our only option. So with this opportunity to do more hands-on training with more lifelike mannequins and training equipment is going to open up a lot of doors for us.
Dr. Kine, can you talk us through the process of designing this training and working with Green Lake County here? What's the process to make sure they're getting the most out of this experience?
Yes, that's a great question. Well, when we can work with the chief, Evan, and his team, what we're able to do is to re-examine the traditional approaches to training and really flip those on their head, innovate them in a way that continues to result in the best trained workforce possible, but in a way that works for our rural frontline providers. You know, as we started this program, our team spent a long time talking to frontline rural providers across the state. And what we heard is that, wow, there's this huge need for training, but the trainings that were available were not meeting the rural needs. They, as Evan said, they were predominantly online. They did not build connections, human connections, and often some of the advanced equipment that was required in order to really help improve health wasn't there. So when we think about pediatric emergency care, we hear about EMS groups across the state and rural areas that are trained to take care of adults, but not kids. So when you encounter, if you're an EMS professional and you encountered a hurt child, they're in a rural area, whatever might have happened, suddenly you are often out of your comfort zone. So the ability to take high quality expert physicians at the University of Wisconsin Department of Emergency Medicine, these are pediatric trained specialists, and bring them to Evan and his team in Green Lake using the cutting edge simulation training technology, other high opportunity educational techniques, is something that we haven't had before within rural Wisconsin. And we're learning from the Green Lake team. We're learning from Evan. We're learning what works, what doesn't work from their team. And we'll be able to then bring that into these novel models that then can go well beyond Green Lake County and hopefully stretch the other corners of Wisconsin.
And that's what I wanted to ask you about next, Dr. Kind. The idea here isn't just we've worked with Green Lake County and we're done. It's we're taking lessons, right, from Green Lake County and saying, okay, now how do we replicate the successes here in rural communities around the state?
That's exactly right. And every lesson we learn from those frontline rural providers goes into our training. We learn things about the tempos of the training or the content, the areas in particular that they see as areas of need. And when we offer this co-design, this training that's made for rural providers by rural providers in partnership with university academic physicians, it allows us to really create something new. Certainly, I myself am from a rural area. I've seen the challenges that are the people in my hometown in northern rural Wisconsin face. And often the care that's delivered is a challenge. There's not enough of almost anything. And so this ability to help individuals who are at the front line in rural areas to build their capacity in a whole host of targeted ways that works for them is something that's a big passion of mine.
Evan, something I'm thinking about here is a lot of times in our lives, our work lives, when we do trainings, you know, somebody designs the training for us. We take what they give us and like it, I guess. In this case, you have your hand in it. You're helping design the thing and then helping figure out how it can be used elsewhere. What does that mean to you to be part of this process of the training that you and your team are going to get?
I think that's honestly what my team is really excited about, is kind of making this tailored exactly to what we're looking for and what we've been lacking in, to really bring out people's confidence levels to be able to go, yeah, I really don't know how to do this very well, and I would like to learn how to do it correctly, properly, and safely for both us and the patient. So I think that's what's really getting my team energized, is that this isn't already a set in schedule kind of training event. It's really going to be tailored to what we've seen out in the field and what we would like to learn and how we would look to do better for those types of events.
We're talking about a new effort to expand rural healthcare training. Evan Vanden Langenberg is with us from Berlin Emergency Services. Dr. Amy Kine with the Orion Initiative. Dr. Kine, this is just one of three sort of pilot programs, if that's the right word. What are the other things you have going on in Wisconsin as you kick things off?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, let me say that all of the programs that go forward take the same approach, in which we are creating these true partnerships with frontline rural providers to not only help understand what content is most needed, but to tailor training specifically for the rural experience to build capacity in a lot of different ways. So in addition to the EMS providers in Green Lake that are helping in this partnership to design pediatric emergency care services, we are also working with Richland hospitals and clinics to bring specialty training in rheumatology, joint diseases, and inflammatory diseases, and to build capacity there. We're also strengthening rural physician recruitment at Gunderson Moundview hospitals and clinics, and really trying to think about innovative ways to partner with Gunderson and to address some of the biggest challenges that they've had in recruiting physicians to serve their populations. And then beyond that, we are thinking also about the future physician workforce. The Orion Initiative is funding scholarships for students who are taking part in the Wisconsin Academy for Rural Medicine program at the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine and Public Health. This is a program that trains students to be the next generation of rural physicians for Wisconsin. So we are really excited. We are a young program. We are energized. We are excited to partner in a way that the rural sites, that rural communities really need, and to rethink these approaches to capacity building and recruitment in completely innovative ways with help with individuals like Evan and his team in Green Lake County.
Dr. Kine, staying with you for a moment, I've had conversations with people in rural healthcare. Can we keep our doors open at this hospital or clinic? Can we keep our maternity ward open? Is there mental health or addiction treatment within a 100-mile radius of our location, that kind of thing? How big are the needs you're hearing about as you talk to these communities, the ones you're partnering with or others?
Oh, the needs are huge. Our rural communities within Wisconsin and elsewhere have great challenges at their doorstep. And some of these challenges continue to grow. We know that people in rural communities experience diseases at disproportionate rates. They're much sicker often, especially with heart disease and stroke, than other individuals who live outside of rural areas. When we think about individuals who serve rural areas, they typically are hard to recruit. The people who are there are very, very dedicated, but often access to specialty and subspecialty care is extremely limited. So the idea that you need to wait to see a specialist or travel sometimes 4 hours or more to get the care that you need in order to take care of your condition is an increasing reality as hospitals close or as portions of hospitals close. So through the Orion Initiative, by helping with recruitment and by thinking about this targeted capacity building in a way that rural providers really need, that they find useful and is targeted specifically to thinking about their needs and their requirements for support, is something that we're hoping to do. The other piece about delivering care in a rural setting is it can be somewhat isolating. When I was visiting sites across Wisconsin, the most common thing that I would hear, besides this issue of hospitals closing and access being a challenge, is that it could be an isolating experience, the experience of being on the front line in a rural community and ultimately having to serve an entire variety of health conditions within a population. So we want to be there for our rural providers. And by matching them with University of Wisconsin School of Medicine specialists and other medical academic providers, we hopefully can not only build capacity in the rural area, but provide some human-to-human contact that decreases isolation and makes the practice of medicine a little less lonely.
Well, Evan, that gives me a lot of questions I want to ask you. Now, first of all, do you and your team have that sense of isolation in some ways? We're out here on our own providing care to our region.
Yeah, I mean, when you really think about people who come out this way, I think a lot of it doesn't go through their heads that, our local community hospital is a small hospital. It doesn't have all that specialty care. It really is a critical access point to get you into that. And then those people normally either have to go on, or sometimes we have to bypass that hospital and we have to travel to the bigger cities to get those people to the definitive care that they need, to get them to see the specialists that they need. So it does come back down to feeling kind of isolated. And you know, when you're going through cornfields and marshes and things like that, even though we have a local hospital in this county, we can still be 45 minutes to an hour away, depending on the part of the county that you're in. So it's not like a big city where you can be at a hospital, multiple hospitals in a couple of big cities, in a matter of minutes. We can take upwards to, you know, half hour to an hour to get you to at least a critical access point. So yeah, isolation is definitely a feeling that the crews feel sometimes.
And Evan, I wanted to ask about staffing. When I talk to rural departments, I've heard a mix of stories, some all-volunteer places struggling, some actually doing pretty well with recruitment. You're a hybrid situation there, staff and volunteers. Do you have the person power you need?
Right now, we've actually only went full-time about 6 years ago. So 6 years ago, we were a medic service with only three full-time paramedics, and the rest of us were all volunteer. And we were really starting to struggle as schooling is getting tougher and longer hours for what the state demands. It really has been cutting down on the ability to volunteer this type of work. So the people going through the school at this point in time are really looking to create this as a career for them. And in order to do that, we went back to our citizens about 6 years ago through the county, and they had unanimous support for us to go full time and pick up that bill, which is not a small bill to be able to staff 18 full-time employees to be able to do this. But with the community support that we do have in Green Lake County, which is amazing, and then now for this to open up that door into this project with the Orion Group is just been really mind-blowing in my experience. And my time working here, I've never envisioned being able to get this far with what we were at to where we are now is amazing to me.
Dr. Kind, as we wrap up, this is early days for the Orion Initiative and these partnerships. Look ahead, say a year or so, what does success look like?
Oh, that's a great question, Rob. Well, we would like to take what we're learning from Evan and others and then test them in a second round, what we're calling a beta phase of tests of additional sites within Wisconsin to learn more and then spread statewide. The goal here is to design programs that ultimately will reach all corners of Wisconsin. You know, with the School of Medicine and Public Health, we are a school of our state. We are a school for the state, and we want to serve the state. And so this opportunity to reach into rural contexts, to partner with Green Lake County and others to help teach us how best to do that is something that we are really excited for. So we have a lot of learning to go. We have a lot of journey yet to take, but our goal is to reach all of Wisconsin.
We'll leave it there. Dr. Kind, thanks for joining us today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Rob.
And Evan, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you for having me join.
Evan Vanden-Langenberg is Chief of Berlin Emergency Medical Services. Dr. Amy Kind is with UW School of Medicine and Public Health and CEO of the Orion Initiative. We've been talking about this new partnership that'll boost training for rural healthcare providers.